Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. And we could still say Happy New Year. We're still at the very beginning of the year. Maybe you're just getting back to us after all of your end of year and beginning of year festivities or whatever you were involved in or up to. And we're happy to have you here with us. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. And these are a little bit crazy times we're living in, actually. I don't know. Maybe you think I'm going out on a limb saying that, but these seem like a little bit crazy times. Many people are upset. Lots of people are wondering about what's going to happen next. And our feeling here at Catholic Answers is that at times like these, get back to basics. Not out on a limb, but right back to basics. And that's what we're doing this hour. It's what we did last hour. I'm going to try to answer some very basic questions this hour. How do you live a good life? What constitutes a good life? How were we made to live? What kinds of things can we do to live as God made us to live? And also we'll be asking about, is it worth doing those things at a time like this? Are they worthwhile doing those things at a time like this? Our guest is Professor John Cutteback. He's a professor of philosophy at Christendom College, and he's the founder and proprietor of one of those gems of the internet. It's the Lifecraft website. And you can find it at life-craft.org, life-craft.org. If you are one of those people who wants to live a well-ordered life, I highly recommend you visit Lifecraft. Really do visit it. And also sign up, and you'll receive Dr. Cutteback's Wednesday quotes and reflections. I receive them, and I'm always happy I do. Maybe that's not a good advertisement. Maybe people are like, "Mom, if somebody who showed some evidence of living an orderly life were to say they get them, that would be, they help me, and they'll help you." You're also welcome to take. He's got two free online courses there: Man of the Household and Woman of the Household. Right now, we'll talk with him about living that good life in these difficult times. Dr. John Cutteback, thank you for being with us.
Cy, it's great to be with you. Can you hear me okay, Cy?
You sound great. Yeah, I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Super. Good.
Okay, so Lifecraft, it's about crafting the kind of life that we were meant to have. There's something about it that it's not just an assertion, so to speak, but it also, to me, feels like a response, that there's something about this world that's pushing us away from having the light. And you're trying to draw people back to a kind of more ancient wisdom.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. To kind of expand on that, I'd say I see myself as trying to amplify a voice that's already there in future. You know, I mean, in so many ways, the culture that we're in, the society that we're in, is working against nature, is working against the gifts of a natural order that comes to us, of course, ultimately from God. And one of the exciting things to me is to be able to be saying to people, look, this is not my idea. This is a wisdom that's ancient because great men have seen this from long ago, if they're willing to be humble and attentive to what God is saying to us.
Our number, if you'd like to get involved in this conversation, and you're welcome to get involved in this conversation, but I always feel when we have Dr. Cutteback here that I just want to talk to him. And so I'm going to do that. I will take up all the time just talking to him, asking him questions, having a great conversation. And but you're willing to get involved in this conversation, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. So this idea of drawing on this ancient wisdom, drawing on what's already there, it seems to me that all the science suggests that as a society, we're doing less and less of that, actually, not more and more of it. When we need it, we're actually doing less and less of it.
Right. I think that's absolutely the case. And sometimes, perhaps for some, that's intentional. I think that for many, it's not intentional. It's a mistake. But we find ourselves being drawn along with currents that are very bad. And there's so many aspects of the contexts, Cy, in which we find ourselves that take us away from the natural order. And one of the things I'd really love to emphasize here is the simple aspects of it. I mean, even setting aside, first of all, the higher supernatural aspects, which are furthering of that gift, but just for instance, the aspects of relationship in that amazing natural community called the family and household, and the kind of life that's shared there daily, This is something that's of nature. And more the currents, the customs of our society are setting that aside. People aren't even together.
Yeah.
Right. The kinds of things that are so central to living a fundamentally human life, we're missing. They're either being taken away from us or often very subtly. And so more and more our life is kind of getting stripped and bare. It tends to leave us alone and disconnected. A big aspect of it is we're getting disconnected. We're getting disconnected from one another. We're getting disconnected from nature and the earth. We're getting disconnected from God.
Again, 888-318-7884, our number, 888-318-7884. That didn't get better this year. This sense of being disconnected did not. This was a disaster year as far as that goes.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's so many sad aspects, and I think perhaps what we should do is focus. And so I'm going to throw something out at you here, Si.
Okay.
One of the great, I think, frustrations that people are having is probably a bit of frustration in the political area, and just having the sense of so many bad things, or at least questionable things, are happening in the broader society. You have this sense of kind of helplessness. What can I be doing about this? And I'd like to throw something out here. I'm going to go to Aristotle. Aristotle has a profound, very wise understanding of a natural order where God intended for us kind of levels of community. We should be part of a broader society where there should be authority that does certain things for us to bring about a broader order in our community. But the reality is sometimes that doesn't happen. And if that's missing, Aristotle actually is very specific. He says, well, okay, and sometimes, of course, that's going to be the case. And so what do you turn to then? You go to the kind of the next lower down level of kind of what is reasonably in your control. And I think something that should give us a kind of sense of, may I say, empowerment, is it's in our control. It's within our power to turn to these very basic things, such as this right now. Let's talk about household for a moment, or friendships, relationships that we can work on, regardless of what's going on more broadly in the society, no matter what the kind of broad failures of others are in the culture and proper authority, law enforcement, in the church. So many ways we can feel that we're being failed. And we are. Okay, well, rather than complaining about that, let's look at what's in our control. And we can still set out to do so much in these other more proximate relationships to kind of restore and bring out the human.
It's funny because as you say that, I feel like part of what we're told constantly is if you're not part of some great movement, if you're not marching somewhere, I mean, everybody on every side is marching, rioting, throwing things. This is a measure of your, even in trying to control the future of the weather, if you're not all in on these things, this is a mark of your lack of moral seriousness. But you're saying just the opposite, that moral seriousness is not about these big movements.
Well, let's put this way. First, it's always maintaining a balance. Some people, when they hear when I'm making this point, it can sound to them as though I'm saying, hey, just abandon the broader community, abandon the realm of the political.
Right.
I'm not saying. Sometimes it might be appropriate, to be really playing your part and standing up and making your voice heard in that broader movement. But I don't think that's probably going to be, especially for most of us, where most of our focus is going to be right now. And so, ready for that, as we might be called to do, let's just roll up our sleeves and focus on the things, again, that are in our power. And that tends to be the things that are more proximate. If you're a father in a household, if you're a mother in a household, for instance, we can say that something to the others too, but a lot of our audience are probably that. There's so much that can be done. And I'm not claiming that you're unaffected. You're going to be affected, but it still is very much in your control. How you, as for you and your house, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond to this? There is a path of integrity, even if it's a painful and a difficult one to discern. There is a path of integrity right now of continuing to put order, right? I know, Sai, you love this theme of kind of putting order into things. The great call and vocation, all of us according in various states in life, to be putting order into, first of all, our own life, and then being generous towards others, putting order into their lives through, say, our friendships with them or in that household community. The sky's the limit. And when we do that, we are serving the broader community. That's key. We're not abandoning the broader community. We're certainly not abandoning the church. This is how we serve those broader communities, by being faithful daily right there. This is very exciting.
888-318-7884, the number. We're talking about putting things in order. We're talking about living that well-ordered and good life that God has called us to with philosopher Dr. John Cuddeback from Christendom College, also the proprietor of Lifecraft. You can find it at life-craft.org. I strongly suggest you do. It's a great, great reminder of that, you know, that there are things that are within our control. And we can make our corner of the world quite something special, actually, and quite something beautiful if we will follow those who have gone before us and done just that. We have to take a break. There are folks on the line. I'm going to get to you when we come back. There are lines open as well. 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. Right back with John Cuddeback right after this.
Miss a show? Make sure to catch up by downloading the podcast, available online at Catholic.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
The Aquinas Writing Advantage Program is part of Homeschool Connections' set of online courses for your Catholic homeschool. Homeschool Connections' website is homeschoolconnections.com.
This is what St. Teresa of Calcutta, also known as Mother Teresa, once said about prayer. Love to pray. Feel often during the day the need for prayer and take trouble to pray. Prayer enlarges the heart until it is capable of containing God's gift of Himself. Ask and seek, and your heart will grow big enough to receive Him and keep Him as your own. That is why we need prayer.
Aren't faith and reason two separate and distinct kinds of truth? Why do Christians believe in the biblical creation story when science has disproved it? How can the modern world take religion seriously when they oppose scientific advancements like birth control and stem cell research? In 20 Answers, Faith and Science, you'll find smart, solid answers to these questions and many more, clearing away misconceptions and helping you to understand and explain to your friends and family the complex but ultimately harmonious relationship between religious and scientific truth. 20 Answers, Faith and Science is part of the 20 Answers series from Catholic Answers, offering hard facts, powerful arguments, and clear explanations of the most important topics facing the Church and the world, all in a compact, easy-to-read package. Visit shop.catholic.com and take a look at this exciting new series from Catholic Answers Press.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Our apostolate here at Catholic Answers is about explaining and defending the Catholic faith. That's what we do. We explain and defend the Catholic faith, but we don't do it just because it makes us feel better to do it. It's because there is a life that is offered in the person of Jesus Christ and in His church that is a life worth living. And there are very few people in the world today helping it with that. Discovering that life and discovering it from a philosopher's perspective and helping people to find what's in our nature as human beings to do, and also to find the supernatural, which is a part of our nature as human beings, is to seek the supernatural and to live well-ordered and peaceful and properly kind of centered and grounded lives in a world that really is, in many ways, just constantly trying to knock you off your horse, just constantly trying to knock you off whatever peace you've found or whatever conclusion you've come to or whatever hope you have been able to muster. The world is constantly in attack mode against those things. A person who will be a great help to you, you can find a lot of his work at Lifecraft online. You just go to life-craft.com. www.aquinasreading.org, and you can find the work of Dr. John Cuddeback. Sign up, get the Wednesday emails, get the you can take the courses on that he's got. He's got a new course on being a kind of a man of the household, and a new, and then the newest one is woman of the household, thinking about the household as the place where real life actually really happens, and how to make that real life. The real life that it that you've been made for. That's what John Cuddeback does. He's also got a brand new book coming out. I think it'll come out. The new book comes out. True Friendship comes out next week from Ignatius Press.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah.
So all these things that just hearing these words, frankly, they make me feel better about things like friendship and household and even basic words like man and woman. They make you feel better. Why? What is it? Even just hearing the words and being called back to those things that makes you feel better.
You know, Si, I think it's because it resonates so deeply with us. It resonates with something deep within in us, the gift of human nature. And, you know, as you just mentioned, our Lord said he came that we might have life and have it more fully. And this begins in the most simple, natural things. I mean, a flourishing household. There's nothing like it. It's just such a powerful reality in its fullness, right? And so this is where I think it's very important for us that one and the same time that we're focusing on growing in our faith and growing in the supernatural life, to see the way that the supernatural life is deeply interwoven with things that are so natural. I heard a very wise person say, one of the reasons so many people find it hard to live the supernatural life to which Christ called us is, especially today, the way that the natural human life is being undermined. Let me just be specific for a moment. Things as simple as sitting around a dinner table together, sitting in the family room, sitting in the living room, sitting around a fireplace, reading out loud together. I am such a proponent of reading out loud, telling stories, being together. This connects us. This brings us alive in such profound ways. These things must not be underestimated, especially the young hardly ever see this kind of thing. They don't know what relationship and community can look like.
Oh, that is just so helpful, because that's exactly, you're calling people into community, and often we're doing it in words. Who maybe have never experienced real community in their whole life.
Amen. And that's why this is to evangelize, to be pointing out to people that just restoring what one author I like calls the ordinary functions of human life.
Yeah.
The kinds of things that, especially through the problem of technology, tends to be taken away from us. The face-to-face contact, the sharing of a certain silence and bodily presence as incarnate spirits. The bodily presence is so important. Again, these things not to be underestimated, not to be shunned as though this isn't important. No, in the name of spirituality and the higher good, we honor and cultivate the very simple, natural things, the way of being together bodily. So these are things that we should set in our sights and say, hey, it's not going to be super easy, but it is very much within our power to start doing these habits. If we're married and have the household, start living together in a more intentional, intense way, daily, gathering for simple things. And if it's not a family, if it's other, if we're living with other young folk or we're older people, I mean, opening our home, hospitality, the incredible art of hospitality, all these things are interwoven. This is the root of Christianity.
Amen. John Cuddeback is our guest. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884. First up is Mary in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Mary, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your comment or question for Dr. John Cuddeback.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really enjoying this. I would consider it conversation because it is so needed. I mean, you guys are so right. the powers of the world are just dissecting everything from us. And yeah, last year was bad, especially in my area too, because we also had derecho come through, and which made it even more difficult. People are still trying to build back their lives. So much damage in this area. But at the same time, the Lord is using that as an opportunity to awaken people and to bring them together and to help each other. But I really appreciate your words, because they will give me tools in which to talk to people. I mean, I think I've lived in a different time set, in a sense, versus my peers, where I had a very clear understanding as a little girl of family, but most people nowadays don't have that. And so this gives me a way to utilize the words that you're saying to come back into a fullness of how to tell other people, hey, I know where you are, but we need to move forward. And you know, just having the words to say, because it's so easy to get discouraged.
I think that that's a high compliment for a philosopher. That's what a philosopher does, is give us the words to say those things we know we need to, but we can't think of them.
That was said beautifully, actually. And I'm moved, and I'm honored. I'm encouraged. That's exactly what I'd like to try to do myself and help people do. And I think, was it Mary, that you're seeing that we need now, a call now, to reach out to people in very basic ways. And it's absolutely a form of evangelizing, just to be, whether it's smiling, having a real conversation, welcoming them into our home, encouraging them, being present to them and listening. Again, these things must not be underestimated. They are so powerful. They're so human. And if they're human, this is a gift from God to us. And this is the foundation for exactly the kind of relationship He wants to have with us. This is where we develop the habits of this kind of living, the kind of living He wants to share with us, but right here in these simple ways.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that call. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us, or does that do it?
I just want to say that emphasizes reflecting on Christmas and realizing that Jesus became so humble and in the ordinariness of our lives, and makes it profound and powerful. And
Amen.
People need to kind of remember that so we can get back on track.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very, very much. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. I'm going to go to another caller, but I want to come back to a thought that's occurring to me too, is that I think when many people hear about this kind of building of the household, constructing the household, there's a lot of obstacles to overcome to get from here to there, from where I am living now and the way that I and my family are living, to get to there. So I do want to just kind of tee that up for the listener. I'm going to ask Dr. Cutterback about that in a little bit. Let's go. But I don't want to leave Carl in Hawaii waiting. I call all the way from Hawaii. I don't want to miss his call. So, Carl, are you there, and are you on the Big Island? Hi, Carl. Oh, I did not hang up on him. It was not me. Oh, they're all looking at me, John. Oh, I asked him if he's on the Big Island. He's probably like on Maui or something. He's like, I don't even want to talk to this guy. He thinks I'm on. But the reason I asked him if he's on the Big Island is that's the only one that has a station that carries us. So I just assumed. But maybe Carl will call back. Sorry, John, just getting rid of your callers for you.
That's all right. Maybe we'll get him back.
So let me just ask you that question that I said I was going to ask you then, about getting from here to there, that life is so hectic and the habits are ingrained. How do I get to where the household feels like a household?
Start small. I think the key is we have to be very practical. We can't try to fix it all at one time. You could start to think in terms of, wow, I'd like my household to look like this. If you try to do the whole ball of wax at one time, it's going to be very discouraging. So let's start small with just couple examples. I mean, is it meals? Let's focus on our meals together. Again, this is whether it's a family or it's several recent college graduates, whatever it is, an older retired couple. Be very intentional about having meals together regularly. If it's not three times a day, make sure that it is the one time a day. Are we turning off the technology? Are we focusing on listening to one another? Like, this is a huge thing to do and accomplish. Start with that.
All right. I'm going to get with, just because I heard the music, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. As a matter of fact, you have a CD that comes from us about that. We'll talk about that when we get back with Dr. John Cutabat.
Catholic Answers Live.
If you spend any time on Twitter, Facebook, or mainstream media, you're probably familiar with the litany of slogans that skeptics employ to rescue you from the foolish belief that God exists. The constant onslaught seems to leave people with the idea that they have no alternative but to embrace atheism. How can a Christian respond? In One Less God Than You, John DeRosa breaks down 20 of the most common atheist challenges and shows you how to craft effective answers. Atheism is more aggressive and widespread than ever. Read One Less God Than You and prepare yourself to respond with the joyful truth that God is real. To get your copy of One Less God Than You, visit shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
To many people, purgatory is a fantasy, or worse, a wicked lie invented by the church. But I'm here to tell you that purgatory is fact, not fiction. In my new book, Purgatory is for Real, I'll give you the evidence and reasoning to help you understand this controversial doctrine and demonstrate how it's actually a sign of God's love and mercy. To get your copy of Purgatory is for Real, visit shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Have you subscribed to the Catholic Answers Radio Club newsletter? This is Catholic Answers Live host Cy Kellett, and I want to tell you about our new weekly newsletter full of behind-the-scenes information and facts you need to know about the show. It's easy to sign up. Just visit CatholicAnswersLive.com and look for the newsletter sign-up box on the front of the page. It's a great way to keep up to date with what's happening with the show and see what's coming in the days ahead, delivered weekly into your inbox. Sign up today for the Catholic Answers Radio Club newsletter and see what you've been missing. Go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I just love talking with our guest this hour, Dr. John Cutabat. He's a philosopher at Christendom College. Well, he's a philosopher wherever he goes, not just when he's at Christendom College. Wherever he goes, he's a philosopher, but he works there at Christendom College. And he has a website you should visit, Lifecraft. It's about crafting a life, a full life, and drawing on the long, long wisdom of the philosophers and others in crafting such a life. It's life-craft.org. That's where you go, life-craft.org. You know, something that I appreciate so much is this focus on the natural that you have, that there's some way that we're very removed from nature in the modern world, in our modern lives, and B, the things that are natural to human beings are often denigrated in the modern world. It's things like marriage and family and children and all of that. And so if we're struggling so much on the natural side, it's very hard to connect with all the supernatural gifts that God wants to give us. I wonder if you see something positive or negative in all of the home shows on TV. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where everybody's watching these shows about how to make the home nice in a way.
Sorry, but you're spot on. It's funny. My wife was just saying that to me. We're talking, Sophie and I talk all the time about household and how to try to live it better, how to share with others the things we're thinking about. And she was just pointing out to me, there's clearly something of nature at work in the fact that people are just having the sense they want to go back to basic stuff. But here's the thing, for many, the only thing that they kind of immediately have a sense of where they could put their energy is in the externals. is in kind of fixing stuff up, making it look more beautiful, which I'm all about. That should be a beautiful part of crafting the good life in the home. But what we've lost is the real heart of it, because of course our culture has so given up on the deeper human goods, which need to be crafted and arranged in the household. And this is the incredible dignity of what a husband and a wife are called to do together in their home. This is why I like to use the crafting the good life in this rich, deep, fulsome way in their household, where the material stuff and the decorations have importance, but they have importance in view of how they serve and are ordered to the deeper things, the personal connections, the spiritual goods, the friendship, the virtues, the contemplative aspect. This all has to be crafted together. So I want to try to tap into people's sense of, hey, we need to be doing more in our homes. We sure do. And we need to be doing in our homes a lot more than just getting the Joanna Gaines look. I'm not in any way saying, so I'm all for, the Joanna Gaines, kind of attentiveness to things that are all about it. But then let's bring that up into the deeper things.
Amen.
Connect to the higher things.
Right. It doesn't end with the shiplap. The shiplap is there for a higher reason. Who's ever watched Joanna Gaines knows what I'm talking about. 888-318-7884, our number. Let's go to Julie in Bluffton, South Carolina, watching on YouTube Live. Julie, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Dr. John Cuddebeck.
Hi. Well, I told the call screener that it really wasn't a question, but it's definitely something wonderful about Dr. Cuddebeck, because, and you too, Cy, because before I was not watching this, and I found you, and I thought your sense of humor was awesome, so I really enjoy watching you even just for that. But I was tuning in tonight just by accident, and I see Dr. Cuddebeck. And I'm so excited because, Dr. Cuddebeck, I've been your student at ICC. And I moved out of the state. I moved out of the state. Yeah, well, I'm telling you, that was the one of the most wonderful courses I've taken from you at the ICC. I can't even tell you. I lived in Northern Virginia for 50 years. And then I moved to South Carolina 5 years ago. And this is a real different ball game here, I got to tell you. But I'm really excited to see you online and actually looking at you. And, you know, we're a lot older. Both of us are. You were much, much younger when you were teaching me. But you look terrific. And I just remember all the good stuff I learned from you. So thank you.
Well, that's so kind of you. And it's such a blessing to me to have the opportunity to teach things that endure. Things that never change, that are the things that we think about now and that we'll think about and thank God for everlasting ages. But thank you very much.
Well, you're awesome. And so are you, Cy. And also, another funny thing was that I just heard Father Kirby, or was it Father Kirby?
Kirby?
That's what his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just heard him. And it's funny because I listen to all these people and I just found him like in the last couple of months, and he's here in my own diocese in Charleston, and I didn't even know it.
So, Julie, it's a conspiracy to make you happy. That's what's going on here, is a vast conspiracy to make you happy and to fill your life with joy. And most of the people involved in it are people you can't even see. They're angels. Julie, you are too. Thanks so much. I really appreciate that call. Our number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. We're talking about, this conversation, to me, I am just so happy to be able to have it today, because I do think in recent months, recent weeks, and I suppose if you have been paying attention in recent decades, there's a growing sense of upset, isolation, upset and isolation breed, lots of anger and resentment towards one another and all of these things. And I think we can probably look for easy solutions, quick solutions. Certainly politics is one of those places where we think if we could just get this one or that one, and then that will solve the problem for us. I don't think that that's true. I'm not at all saying that politics is unimportant. But I do think Dr. John Cuddebeck, who is our guest this hour, has his his finger on those things that are most important, that, that do actually restore the things that we want restored and bring back to life those things that have withered in our culture. Things like reading aloud. Isn't that a wonderful thing, reading aloud? It's amazing to me that you, I mean, I'm so happy that you would say something like that, because what we often find, you know, we're getting a question about transubstantiation or a question about how are we justified and saved and that kind of thing. But there's also this other side to the good life, which is paying attention to how we're living moment by moment and sharing that life with other people.
Amen. Amen. I mean, just that we choose a few of those things. Again, it's a very practical approach of thinking about, again, something in our power, something that by the grace of God we can be working on with those that we love the most. How can we be building up that human life, which absolutely is a gift from God? His plan interweaves the natural and the supernatural. God himself never looks down on the natural. It is his plan. And so the kind of, it's just part of the plan. So those more natural, simple parts of the plan are absolutely essential to the supernatural being what it is. And so that the habits of presence and being together, well, this is what the Eucharist is about. I mean, you're right. I mean, sure, then we can talk about the it's very important, those questions of the technicalities and theology of how we give an account for those things. But at the end of the day, what's the Eucharist about? It's about the presence of persons.
Wow.
Our Lord wants to be with us. He wants to be with us.
Right.
And we just naturally have to have a sense and ability to be present if we're going to be with him in the Eucharist.
888-318-7884 is the number. As you were speaking, I was thinking about the great, one of the greatest saints in all of history, Philip Neri. And one of the ways that he lived as an apostle, he's considered the new apostle to Rome and all that. He invited people to go on picnics. That was his big evangelical.
Yeah,
let's go on a picnic together. Yeah. You know, he'd take a whole group of people on a picnic.
Yep. And I'm sure they had a great time. And, you know, in parts, there's this great principle. The higher the realities that you share, the more bounds together are. So I say it because it struck me, you mentioned earlier, again, it's that isolation, it's that being alone. There's so much the problem now. We need to be reconnected. Well, it's the higher goods. It's the spiritual goods that most bring us together, that most connect us. And so that we're doing that in simple ways in our home. We're turning to those higher things. You don't need a lot of money. You certainly don't need much technology. In fact, often it's better without it, right? To be able to turn to those higher things, and particularly as Catholics, you have the great gift of those spiritual goods that we enter into together, we can discuss, that we contemplate together. This is to be alive. This is to be ripened. This is to be united with one another in our being united with God.
We have to take a quick break. That'll give you time to dial and get involved in this conversation. Philosopher John Cutabeck is our guest. 888-318-7884 is our number. Don't forget, he's got a brand new book coming out from Ignatius Press next week on true friendship. This is one of those natural things which with so many supernatural connections. So you can look forward to that book next week at Ignatius Press, True Friendship from John Cutabeck. We will take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of our conversation, which you're willing to get. Oh, I should give out the number one time before we go. 888-318-7884. All right, get in on the conversation. We'll be right back.
There's only one. Catholic Answers Live.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Have you ever been so grief-stricken and so heart-sick that you can't see God? You can't see God in the tragedy. You can't see God in that cross. You can't see God in that sin. Why? You're enveloped in that grief. You're enveloped in fear. And God is out the window. You don't see him standing right next to you.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, 888-318-7884. Our number we're talking about, with the man who talks all the time about and helps you to craft a life in a way, using those tools that have been given to us by the natural, by the philosophers, and by the mystics, and by the teachers, and by the Lord himself. You're welcome to call if you have questions about that, 888-318-7884. Yesterday, I didn't even know that I was doing this. I said, we're leaving the show, and we're still on the air, and I said to Mark Brumley, president of Ignatius Press, hey, do you know the philosopher John Cutteback? And he doesn't add. Yes, as a matter of fact, next week he has a book coming out with us, A True Friendship. So I'm glad to hear Mark's a good one. But I've done this ad again and again for his book, True Friendship, that's coming out. And I keep forgetting to mention detoxing you and your family from tech, which is a wonderful DVD that he did for us here at Catholic Answers. You can find that all over. Just put in detoxing your family from tech, or just put in John Cutteback, and you'll find it on the internet. Get that and watch that. Maybe watch it with the family and think about detoxing from tech. Why is that an important part of building the household? The main project that you have, which is building the household, why is detoxing from tech so important in that, Dr. Cutteback?
Yep, I'd say it's because of the ways that technology is getting in the way or handicapping us, holding us back from these basic ways of living, basic forms of living, acting, working, being together. It's not that these technologies are intrinsically evil. They are not. But we need to take a practical, hard-nosed, realistic approach. The reality is that they are holding us back. They are changing our patterns of life in a negative way, making us handicapped in being able to do things that, again, they're so simple, they're so natural, they're so human, but we don't know that we're missing them, or we feel that there's something missing. And again, I mean, something like the, particularly people looking at the younger folk who tend to be more into, just to you take the example, right, they're in their phone, they're in the texting, and we see how it takes away their ability to be bodily present, to look people in the eye, to have conversations, to live in the now. I keep saying this term bodily presence because it's human presence has to be bodily presence. You need to be in the here and now. But in so many ways, these technologies, great simple example of how it's handicapping us, it makes it harder for us to be in the now. But the now is really all that exists, the now of right here. Our technologies, there's a reason that they might be useful in being able to take us to someplace or someone far away. But when that becomes habitual, then we actually have a net negative situation. So to get hard-nosed, I need to use them for certain things. Great, let's use them for certain things. Let's recognize, especially in the kind of sacred, sacrosanct place of the household, the kind of womb of human life, to be setting aside certain places and certain times so that we say, here, we're going to kind of be in our greater full humanity. So it's in the name of the human life. It's in the name of human presence, human relationship, that we recognize how we need to sometimes say no.
Again, 888-318-7884, our number, Dr. John Cutteback, our guest. So the detoxing, I suppose it's almost everything that we get from the Lord himself involves repent and believe, or repent and be baptized. There's always repent and then do the thing. And the repent is detaching. It has to do with detaching. Yeah. And then the other thing always has to do with attaching ourselves to him.
Amen. So, well said.
So the detaching, I think sometimes there are people who would like to detach and get the family more detached from the technology, But in a certain sense, you got to have something worthwhile to replace it with.
Amen. And that's why our being intentional in our relationships in these spaces, such as our home and the workplace, to the extent that we can, is so important. I say this to parents all the time. If you're going to say no, you've got to have a yes. And here's another quickie on the technology. It itself, our addiction to it, shows that we want connection and presence. Yeah. The problem hooks us is because it's an easy and cheap way of having the feeling of connection, but it ends up being a charade, a chimera, a ghost. And so we're going to have, this is where the detoxing is. We've got to say no. It's going to be hard. We got to pull that out. The deeper connection takes a deeper cultivation. It takes more of an effort, but we're constantly being told, hey, technology makes everything easy. You can't take the shortcut to human relationships and presence. We have to be willing to do the deeper cultivation. It's not out of reach, but it does take something more. And so it does take the no over there and then the yes. So we need to be giving them that vision of, here's what a vibrant life looks like. Here's what your vibrant relationships look like. And this is the why you need to say no over there, because this yes is what you're made for.
888-3187-884, the number. So you gave us a couple of things that you can do in the home. And I mean, imagine these are possible for, you know, like my wife and I, a married couple where almost all of our kids are out of the home. One kid not gone yet. But we'll kick him out soon. Don't worry. We will kick him out soon. But these, like the idea of me sharing meals together, reading together, I can see how these are, especially for the young family where there's still children at home, these are kind of, they build the family, but they also apply to any other kind of home. I mean, I suppose if you were, you know, young singles living together. You got any more for us?
I do.
Okay.
I was hoping you'd ask. Thank you. I'm cutting you off to give you my answer. Rich, meaningful work in the home, especially work that connects us to the natural world. The Christian tradition is very strong on this. The first book by which God wants to reveal himself to us, to teach us about himself, to teach us about ourselves, is the natural world. And he has designed it that we can interact in deeply meaningful ways with the natural world. The household should be the place where we particularly make those connections, and connecting to the natural world, it's another way we connect with one another. And particularly through rich kinds of work. Is it woodworking that appreciates these incredible natural substances that God has given us? The always to remembered gardening, in the most simple ways or a fully developed way. Everybody can have a garden, even if it's just on your patio, a way of tuning into the earth and the natural rhythms, the gift of a nature and a natural order, and how it connects with us. There's so many things to learn about God, his loving providence, teleology, the ordering of things to an end for their good, the relationship of parts and wholes. Aristotle, St. Thomas, and there's so much to read. St. Thomas focused on natural world is God's book. We need to learn to read it. It's not easy, but interact with it. It daily, finding that, especially through good work, going for hikes and just observing is wonderful too, but then particularly working with it also in such, and this is why I always, to the extent that you can, in some little way, garden, connect with God's good earth in a meaningful way that also serves your household.
You know, this is a way in which I imagine that the technology here could be helpful too, because I was just talking with a woman not too long ago who was learning with her daughters things like making soap and working with textiles. And the main way she's learning is they're watching YouTube videos, but they're learning to do something together.
Absolutely. Use the YouTube videos, learn how to do it, and then turn off your computer and do it in your kitchen. Do it with one another. those are excellent examples. The home arts, these are as old as man and woman. The husbandry, the beautiful arts of housewifery, these things are so life-giving. They're simple. They give young people a sense of themselves. There's a sense of art there. There's a sense of beauty. This is a big thing I love to emphasize in man of the household and woman of the household. These are the contexts to make the connections, the relationships that are so important between spouses, between parents and children. Good work, recultivating, rediscovering, not all the home arts. Again, small steps. Choose things that are with our power. I like to say, choose one.
Yeah.
Choose two. Don't have to go overboard. This is of God. This is of our nature.
Yeah, like, so for example, if you live in an apartment, if the family lives in an apartment, you're not going to do farming, but you could do a window box. We used to do those window boxes when I lived in the city, there's many other kind of tactile and natural things you can do for
exactly. Exactly. The arts of food, not just production, but food preparation and serving, the arts of hospitality. Where's the hospitality? No doubt that's so central to Scripture and understanding Scripture. It's so central to the Christian tradition. Think of the Benedictine tradition, that great central aspect of the monastic life that was so central to our civilization. Receiving others as receiving Christ. Think what it does. What a way of evangelizing. Treat every person that comes to your door as though he's Christ and invite him into something warm and alive. They'll notice that you're Christian. You don't have to be speaking of it. What a form of evangelization to open our homes in hospitality.
And you know, the opportunities are there. People are desperate for this kind of, I mean, imagine we've got to get by a lot of the current limitations that people have on visiting and doing that kind of thing, and we'll get there. But the opportunities are there. I mean, lots and lots of people. I even remember my kids. It's funny that just the fact that my wife and I stayed married, lots of kids wanted to visit my kids in our house. It not because we were such great yes. people or wonderful. They just liked being around a family that was intact.
Exactly. And again, see this as part of receiving the gift of God's plan for us. See it as fortifying the next generation with the basic habits that are the most important habits, both for nature and for supernature. We strengthen our communities, beginning in that community that's right there for us every day, our household. And this is the powerhouse. Dig deep here, build deep here, and that life will overflow. This is a beautiful model for evangelization. We're not turning away from others. We're intensifying our life so that it can overflow. It's very parallel to the Dominican motto, contemplate, and then share the fruits of your contemplation. Here's a great motto for households, like thrive, live deeply and humanly, and share that with others.
John Cuddeback has been our guest this hour, and I know that there are many people listening and thinking, I'd like to, and then you're going to want to be reminded. It's very easy to be reminded. You can go to Dr. Cuddeback's website, life-craft.org, and sign up for the Wednesday messages, and you won't be sorry you did. You'll get these lovely, well-crafted messages that will help you in crafting that life that you so want to craft. Also, don't forget Dr. John Cuddeback's brand new book, True Friendship, is out next week from Ignatius Press. You can get it at Ignatius Press, or you can get it anywhere good Catholic books are sold. And when you go to LifeCraft, you can take a couple of free courses. There's a couple of free courses you can do there, whether you're a man or a woman, to help you to build the household. Dr. John Cuddeback, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for a fine hour.
Thank you so much, Ty. I love it, too. Really appreciate it. God bless you.
Oh, there's so much to be hopeful about. It didn't feel like it this week, but there is. And never forget, Jesus Christ is the light of the nations. We'll see you next time right here on Catholic Answers Live.